Good morning, welcome to another edition of Desert Island Discs. My special guest this morning is the lovely Amelia, who has transported herself to a desert island and decided what four things she would like to take to help her survive on the island. Morning, Amelia.
Good morning.
So the first item is a song. Would you like to tell everyone what song you chose?
I chose Here Comes the Sun because it was my mum's dad's favourite song and he died 4 years ago.
Oh.
I think it's going to be 5 years this year.
So it was Granddad's favourite song,
yeah.
The Beatles, obviously.
Yeah.
And what do you like about that song?
I don't really know. I just think it's quite special.
It's a special song. It means a lot for you. So why would playing that help you on the desert island?
It would probably just make me feel a bit comforted and remember family and stuff.
Super. Yeah, I agree. Lovely. Okay. Now, on that token, you're allowed to take a film to kind of while away the hours. What film have you chosen?
Elf.
Elf. Go on, tell me why.
Because it's like the funniest film ever.
I'm sensing there's a specific sense of humour involved with Elf. It's, yeah, I must admit I find Elf funny. What's your favourite bit in Elf?
I don't know. I just like it all.
You like it
it's
all?
Funny.
How many times have you watched it?
We watch it every year.
Every year at
For Christmas.
It's like a tradition.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, again, why would you choose that film on your desert? I mean, the weather's not going to be Christmassy, is it? But
no.
Why that film?
It's just to keep me entertained.
To keep you entertained. And you
Yeah.
don't think you get bored?
No.
No.
It's too funny to get bored.
It's too funny. Okay, lovely. So we've got our song and we've got our film. And now you're allowed to take your favourite meal. And I have a feeling I know what this is. Go on, tell me.
Pad Thai.
Pad Thai. You and I bonded over Pad Thai originally, didn't we?
Yeah.
Tell me why you love Pad Thai.
I don't know. I just love it so much and it tastes really good. And we have it every year on my birthday.
Do
we
you?
Have a takeaway and we watch a film and have a Thai dinner.
Lovely. Now, I don't know about you, but I think it's Pad Thai is sometimes nicer than others. Have you got a favourite place you like it from?
Yeah. There's this place that we go called Tastes of Thailand.
Mm.
And it's really good and we go every time.
And that's where you get your takeaway
yeah,
from.
but my sister doesn't like Thai food.
No.
So every year we're like, oh no, what should we give her? And we found a Fussy Eaters menu one year.
Yeah.
And it had like chicken nuggets, pizza and stuff, and she chose chicken nuggets.
That sounds good. So she was sorted, you were
yeah.
sorted. How do you like to eat your pad thai?
I like it with some of that like sticky rice.
Mm.
And my mum always gets a red curry and I like some of the sauce on it.
Oh. Are you bowl or plate?
You know those like big plates with the sides, so it's like a...
Yeah.
I don't know what they're called.
Yeah, so kind of a bit of a mixture of the two.
Yeah.
Yeah, and are you cutlery or chopsticks?
Cutlery, I've never been able to use chopsticks.
Have you tried?
Yes.
They're a bit fiddly, aren't they? I think on your desert island, you might not have cutlery, so you might have to improvise. What do you think you'd do?
It sounds a bit gross, but I think I might use my hands.
I think I would. I think needs must, you know. Yeah, you can always wash them afterwards, can't you?
Yeah.
Good girl. Okay. And finally, then you are allowed a luxury item. Although I think Pad Thai is a bit of a luxury myself. what luxury item would you like to take?
I'd take my favourite teddy.
Mm-hmm. And who's that?
Spike. He's a dog from Jellycat. And
nice.
They've been discontinued, so he's really special.
Ooh.
And my parents bought him for me before I was born, so I've had him my entire life.
Aww. Since you were little?
Yeah, my entire life since I was born, and I still have him.
Where does the name Spike come from?
When my dad was younger, he had a dog called Spike.
A real dog or a
toy
dog?
Yeah, a real dog.
Real dog.
And
oh,
he
lovely.
Named it after him.
Lovely. And so does Spike Do you take Spike with you to bed every night? Is he that kind of, or is he just somebody sort of sat on the windowsill?
No, he's in the bed, but like sometimes at the end or like probably.
Just gets kicked around, really.
Yeah, because sometimes I find him on the floor in the morning, sometimes I find him wedged down the wall.
And so why would Spike help you on the desert island?
I can't really sleep without him. He's like really special.
Yeah, well, you need to sleep.
I remember once I left him at nursery.
Oh no.
I took him to nursery and I left him overnight. And I didn't know where he was because I didn't realise I left him at nursery. And my dad had to go down this path that leads into the nursery playground. And he looked inside and found him just sat on a table.
Oh, he was having a sleepover.
Yeah, so...
So did that make you feel better or did that...
No, that kind of made me feel
worse.
You didn't
make Dad have to break in and...
No, we had to wait till the next morning.
Oh, dear, poor Dad. Right, okay. So Spike can come. We'll let him come. Yeah. And do you think, Amelia, you would be quite a resourceful castaway? Do you think you'd be quite good at, you know, building a shelter, being brave and...
I don't know.
You don't know? No. I don't know that I would. I think it's quite a hard thing to do. I think you'd probably miss your family and...
Yeah.
Yeah. So not something you'd look forward to, but no. Your items would help.
Yeah.
Lovely. Well, I think you've chosen very well and that's been really interesting. So thanks for your time today.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.